I bring you greetings from the New Forest. I'd like us to, this month, look at some words of the Lord Jesus Christ found in John's Gospel in the Bible. Just before we look at those words, if you would like a Bible, please make contact with us and we'll be more than pleased to give you a Bible free of charge. But this month, I'd like us to note those words of our Lord Jesus in John chapter 6, and verse 37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. And it is those words at the end of that verse I'd like us just to think about for a couple of minutes. Him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. And as we see there, the Lord Jesus Christ makes it plain. It is come and welcome. The poor sinner who has broken God's law is welcome to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're all sinners. The Bible says in Romans 3 verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've broken God's law. We're sinners. Yet there's a welcome from the wonderful Saviour. His name is wonderful. He's so wonderful. And he gives this invitation. In the Bible, in Matthew 11, come unto me. And we see the invitation here. It is come and welcome. If you're not a believer, you are welcome to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you'll find a welcome there when you go to Jesus. How thankful I was all those years ago. I heard the gospel. And I was drawn unto Jesus. My heart was stirred. Faith was put within. And I believed in Jesus, and I said, sorry for my sin, I found a welcome. So will you, if you go to Jesus this very night. You may be saying, well, I've done much wrong. You go to Jesus. There's a welcome. Just listen to these words of Jesus again. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. He will not turn you away. He will not drive you away. No, he receive you. And as one of God said, he receive you kindly. Now that's amazing, isn't it? We fail the Lord, yet the Lord will receive the one who goes to him kindly. Now the Lord Jesus, he's the only Saviour. He says himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father, but by me. He makes it plain, there's no other Saviour. He is the only Saviour. He came into this world. He was born at Bethlehem all those years ago. He lived here upon earth. Well, why did he come? Well, he came to save sinners, to save men and women, boys and girls. He kept the law perfectly here upon earth. And then he suffered and died here upon earth. He went all the way to the cross of Calvary. And there as a substitute, he was punished. In the place of others, he who did no wrong was punished in the place of others. He died. He died that sins would be forgiven. He died that there would be acceptance. Oh, I'm so amazed at my Saviour, who went all the way to the cross. What love he had in his heart. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. What love, we're told in the Bible, he loved them unto the end, all the way. To those dying moments, he still loved me. For he's the Saviour, and he has done it all. Have you gone to him? If not, I present to you tonight the Lord Jesus Christ, and I earnestly say to you, go unto Jesus. His arms is stretched out to you. He says to you now, come unto me. It's a real invitation to you. It's a loving invitation, and it's a compassionate invitation. He knows you need him. Come unto me, or that you will go by way of faith. A certain gentleman called Ebenezer Erskine, a minister in Scotland, wrote this. Then let there be man and woman that have a soul to be saved. Come to him in a way of believing. you would go there, that you would believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 3, whosoever believeth, so that's an invitation to you then, isn't it? You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ at this very moment, and I can assure you of a welcome. He didn't turn me away. He will not turn you away. He will receive you. Your sins will be forgiven. You will be accepted. You'll find a loving Saviour. You'll find an all-compassionate friend. One that will stay with you throughout your life. And one that will receive you home at death to glory, to heaven. Oh, what a friend he is. He is that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Oh, how we need him. It's not easy at this moment, is it, with the pandemic? There's so much fear and anxiety. There's so much pain and sorrow. Many have lost loved ones. Oh, we need the friend, the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Song of Solomon we read, this is my friend, this is my beloved, I commend to you, my beloved friend, the Lord Jesus Christ. He understands. He'll be there to listen to you throughout this time. Oh, have you gone to him? Have you believed in him? He will stay by. You'll know him throughout your life, and you'll know him forever. What a privilege it is to talk unto the Lord Jesus Christ. I find it a great privilege. I find great help in going to Jesus. I find great comfort in listening to him. I commend to you the wonderful friend, my Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, listen to these words tonight. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Let me say this again. If you go to Jesus by way of faith, he will not turn you away. I close with the words of the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew 11. Come unto me. Thank you for listening. We're going to hear some now, a recording of Psalm 67, these lovely words, and we think there of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel that's heard in all the world. Psalm 67, we're going to hear the whole of this psalm sung to the tune, Welcome Voice. Word of prayer. Oh gracious God, we thank thee for the wonderful gospel, the glorious gospel of the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. And we thank thee for that invitation, come unto me. That invitation that Jesus uttered all those years ago. And we thank thee it is come and welcome. As we have heard tonight, he will not cast away, he will not cast out. Oh, we thank thee for this. We who love thee, how blessed we are to know the Lord Jesus Christ. For those who are listening who do not know him, may it be yet that they would know the friend that sticketh closer than a brother, the wonderful Saviour. Or may it be that they would go unto Jesus this night. Or that they would go humbly confessing their sins. Or may they know that welcome this evening hour. Hear us in these days, O Lord. We pray for those who are suffering. We would commit them to thee. O Lord, if it please thee, bring us soon through these days. O Lord, remember those who are sorrowing, those who are fearful, those who are anxious. O may they know that peace that comes through Christ in the gospel, that help from him. So hear us now, forgive us our sins, and all glory be to thee, for Christ's sake. Amen. Thank you for listening. Let me just say again, if you would like a Bible and you haven't yet a Bible, do please make contact with us. The Lord willing, we hope to do another broadcast in February. Thank you.